This is Earth and Sky for Saturday, October 25th. A listener writes, several of my students asked me questions like, why isn't there a lunar eclipse during every full moon and a solar eclipse during every new moon?
Well, that's a good question. If the moon orbited in the same plane as Earth's orbit, we would have two eclipses every month. There'd be an eclipse of the moon at every full moon. And 2 weeks later, at new moon, there'd be an eclipse of the sun for a total of 24 eclipses every year.
But the moon's orbit is inclined to Earth's orbit by about 6 degrees. So there's not an eclipse every month, although there are more eclipses than you might think. There are from 4 to 7 eclipses every year. Some are lunar, some are solar, some are total, and some are partial. This year there'll be 4 eclipses. 2 are lunar, 2 are solar.
There's a new moon today. The moon is between the Earth and Sun, but there's no solar eclipse today. In November, there will be 2 eclipses visible from somewhere on Earth, a lunar and a solar eclipse corresponding to November's full and new moons. And tonight, sky watchers can take advantage of today's new moon. Since the new moon is only up in the daytime, people in the country tonight will see plenty of stars.
For sky charts, come to earthsky.org. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.